It's Friday, October 4th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Boko Haram, the Islamic extremist group, released a video last week showing the execution of two Christian aid workers in Nigeria, reports Morningstar News. Lawrence Duna Desiker and Godfrey Ali Shikagum had gone to Borno State to build shelters for people displaced by Muslim violence. Then they became the victims of Muslim violence themselves. The video shows three masked individuals standing around the two Christian young men who are kneeling on the ground before they are shot at point-blank range. One of the terrorists said they had vowed to kill every Christian they could find. The number of aid workers killed in Nigeria by Muslim extremists has exceeded 40 over the last decade, according to attorney Emmanuel Ogebi of the U.S.-Nigeria Law Group. Romans 8, verses 36 and 37 says, "For your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us." Christianity in the Southeast Asian nation of Laos is growing despite the strictest restrictions. According to HMK, a Swiss organization against Christian persecution, the communist country has been strengthening ties with Vietnam, North Korea, and China, which is a growing concern for Christians in Laos. A pastor serving for over 20 years in Laos told HMK that many people are coming to Christ and opening their homes for worship, but the backlash from the government has been significant restrictions and even violence and arrests. Cuban Christians, and especially homeschooling Christians, have been under fire because Cuba does not want Christians to disciple their own children. Most recently, Pastor Ramon Regal was sentenced to 2 years in prison for homeschooling his children. The Worldview spoke to Mike Richardson, a missionary to Mexico, who recently visited Cuba and knows Pastor Regal, as well as Golquis Almaguer, who is another Cuban Christian who was in prison for homeschooling.
Ramon, I'm sure you've heard of him. He's the one of the two pastors who's, he and his wife are both in jail. He's in the penitentiary. She's in a work camp. We were in contact with him for about 2 years prior to his being arrested. And we were there in the area where they're at. It's where we're at part of the time. While we were there, my son Joshua, who's a law student here in Mexico, and the other Mexican who went with us, were able to go to the work camp where Golquis was at and meet with him. Got to know him a little bit better, and he was encouraged by the visit. I was able to visit with his wife.
Richardson also shared that he made an attempt to visit Pastor Regal, but he was not able to while he was there. Please keep these Cuban families in prayer for justice, peace for them, and righteousness to prevail. On Thursday, Belfast's High Court ruled that Northern Ireland's anti-abortion laws are incompatible with the UK's so-called human rights commitments. Northern Ireland is the last country in the British Isles to have protections for unborn babies, protections that have been increasingly under attack. The court ruled that the rights of Sarah Ewart of Belfast were violated when she could not have her unborn baby murdered in her home country and had to travel to England in 2013 to get an abortion. The U.S. Supreme Court's new term begins on Monday with the conservative majority bench facing issues like abortion, sexual perversions, and gun control. On Tuesday, the nine justices will begin their first major case over whether people committed to sexually perverted lifestyles are protected under the federal civil rights law that prohibits employment discrimination. On Wednesday, jury selection began for one of the biggest pro-life cases of the last two decades, as Troy Newman, David DeLeiden, and Sandra Merritt with the Center for Medical Progress defend themselves against Planned Parenthood. The abortion giant brought the case in 2016 after the pro-life advocates released undercover footage of Planned Parenthood's horrific practices. This civil case does not involve criminal charges, but Planned Parenthood is accusing the pro-lifers of racketeering and suing for $16 million. And finally, on Wednesday, a white Dallas police officer, Amber Geiger, was sentenced to 10 years in prison for killing Botham Jean, a black man, in his own apartment. Geiger said she mistook Jean's apartment for her own. Remarkably, in the middle of the courtroom, Jean's brother Brant extended forgiveness to Geiger, saying what his brother would have wanted the most was for her to turn to Christ and ask God for forgiveness. He said, quote, "I want the best for you. That's exactly what Botham would want you to do. And the best would be to give your life to Christ," end quote. Then, in an emotional moment, Brandt even got permission to hug Jean in the middle of the courtroom, reports the Christian Post. Judge Tammy Kemp gave Geiger a Bible and read her John 3, verse 16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Friday, October 4th, in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.